people in the tri-state area are living with dementia or caring for someone with dementia. That's according to the Giving Voice Foundation, which offers support and free activities to promote brain health. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Becca Costello. I joined an event this week and learned a little floral arranging along the way.
Okay, what do I need? More?
Yeah, more greens.
Jerry Schuler and his wife Judy are regulars at events like this. Jerry's dementia symptoms started about 5 years ago, and last year they got the official Alzheimer's diagnosis.
As weird as it might sound, I've been a lot happier. I know I have it, and there's nothing I can do about it, and so I'm trying to make the best of it, and thank God I got her.
Jerry and Judy go to Creative Connections every week, another program from the Giving Voice Foundation. It has an extra component to support caregivers.
It's just an amazing opportunity for me to be with others that are dealing with the disease and some of the issues and struggles. And while they're with an occupational therapist and a music therapist and singing and dancing and exercising, and it's just been a real joy for all of us to do that.
Activities like this are full of laughter, and socializing is an important benefit. But there's a lot more going on here, says Giving Voice Foundation Program Director Kristen Cooley.
It looks like just a fun little, let's put some flowers in a vase, but there's actually a lot of science behind it.
Cooley says programs are designed to stimulate the mind and body at the same time. She points to research that shows doing two things simultaneously creates new neural pathways.
With the floral arranging, it really is kind of tapping into the five senses, right? So the visual, the different colors of the flowers, basil and mint, so that we're tapping into the senses, lavender, right? Things that are pulling that out.
Like all Giving Voice Foundation events, this floral arranging class is completely free. The fresh cut flowers, vases, and all the other supplies were donated by Druffel Gardens, a nonprofit garden in Walnut Hills. Dan Druffel retired after working 48 years as a landscape contractor.
Typically, annually, we plant about 4,300 annuals and also vegetables of numerous quantities and sizes. Last year, we gave out 2,900 vases of flowers. And this past year as well, we gave 1,400 pounds of produce to Le Soupe's food kitchen.
Like everyone else here, Druffel likes to socialize and stay busy in his retirement. He says the garden is a passion project.
It's a tough world we live in, and I think flowers make a big difference to a lot of people.
How do you decide what to put in? You just do one of everything?
Yeah, just do what I'm told.
Jerry and Judy Schuler say they retired early once they got Jerry's diagnosis. And even though Judy worked in nursing, she says she had no clue how to find resources. Luckily, there seems to be a lot available around here.
But you do have to be a go-getter. You got to go out there and you got to find, you got to sign up for it, and you got to keep watching for it.
Jerry says he likes all of it, from music to games to dancing, even if he was a little skeptical of floral arranging at first.
I've never thought about doing this sort of thing, but I've really had a lot of fun with it, and it's a routine that I've really very much enjoyed. And the people, I love being around the people, and it makes me comfortable, so it makes me accept all this.
In the end, Jerry's pretty proud of the floral arrangement he put together.
Oh, come on. Did I win or not? Are you judging?
Becca Costello, 91.7 WVXU.